This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
I don't have an appointment on Monday.
Childhood living.
I don't have.
It's easy.
Please confirm that I don't have an appointment on Monday.
The things you wanted, I bought them for you. Graceless lady, you know who I am. You know I can't let you.
Please confirm that I don't have an appointment on Monday.
Slide through my hands.
Do you see that I don't have an appointment?
Wild horses couldn't drag me away. Wild, wild horses couldn't drag me away.
This is your community station. You're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show right here on 106.1. And we are on our first live show at Avalon Staples. Ooh, with my wraps and the guy that's in charge, Ed. Thank you
howdy,
so much.
Howdy,
howdy. And so I'm going to introduce who we are. Thank you for being with us today. This is our first live show right here in the heart of Odessa. We are going to be talking about horses, and I think horses could drive me away. I've got some great songs coming up, and I've got a lovely, the owner of Avalon Staples, and we're going to talk about her charity, Pam. Thank you so much for being here.
You're
today.
So welcome.
We're going to get in and hear all about you. This is a full hour of talking about a lovely, lovely creature of horses. I know nothing about them, but I've learned a little bit.
You will by the end of the hour.
I have. I did a little homework, and we are going to start off with some trivia. But before we get started, I'm definitely going to let you know we are the Shrink and Wrap Show. And what we are here is we use songs as therapy, and we have licensed shrinks. And as a matter of fact, one of them is here with us today. Our licensed shrink number 4, Rowene, drove all the way over here to Odessa. Thank you to help us in this with therapy today. And we also have our wraps, and our wraps are my friends and just regular people out there that own businesses and are people in the community. And what we do is we tie the licensed therapist point of view along with the songs, the lyrics of the songs, and then we use our friendship's point of view, and together we figure things out. So don't change that dial. Don't change it. Remember, this show is all suggestions and opinions. And I'd also like to wish Trish a very, very happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Cha-cha-cha. Happy birthday to you. So, and also, I'd like to wish also Olivia. She is turning 1. She's also a friend of mine's grandbaby. She just had a big first birthday. Happy birthday to her. So, again, don't switch the dial. You are going to love today's topic. If you want to take a getaway, stay with us and learn about horses, and it's a great table topic, and you might want to get involved by the end of our show. So, Ed, can you give us our Loosen Up song? Because I'm a little anxious. This is my first live show. Give us our Loosen Up song, please. Giddy up.
Knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking.
Ooh, ooh,
I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh, ooh,
I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking.
Ooh, ooh,
when the big black horse said, look this way, he said, hell and day, will you marry me?
Ooh-hoo, ooh-hoo.
But I said, no, 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 no. I said, no, no. you're not the one for me. No, 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 no. I said no, no, you're not the one for me. Ooh. And my heart hit a problem in the early hours, so stop taking
Well, that'll do the trick. So that was Black Horse and the Cherry Tree by KT Turnstall. Have you ever heard that song before?
Yes, yes.
That is a great song. I think I'm going to send you a cherry tree
there you
for,
go.
For your
I'm
hospitality
in.
Today.
I'm in.
So, again, this is the Shrink and Wrap Show. You're listening here on Tan Talk Radio 106.1. We are in the heart of Odessa, and that was a great song. We've got some great songs coming up. You can download the Shazam app for information on those songs and the lyrics. So, Pam.
Yes.
And my wraps and my shrink. I'm going to start before we get into some serious topics. And Ed, but you know the answers probably. We're going to have a little horse trivia today. And then we're going to get into Avalon. So, all right. Can you tell me what hands are?
Hands are a unit of measurement to measure how tall horses are.
Okay.
And since horses can raise and lower their heads at will, you measure from the base bottom of their neckline, where their back meets their neckline. It's called the withers. That is a bone that is unchanging no matter how the horse moves. So back in the day, the farmers took their horses to market. The average farmer's hand is 4 inches across. So he went up to that horse and he went one hand, two hand, three hand, four hand, all the way up to an average horse is 15 hands, 16 hands, 16.2. And that's how they judge height still to this day.
Yeah, that's amazing. Did y'all know that?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know it was vertical.
Uh-huh. Yeah. One, two, three, four. Uh-uh.
Isn't that amazing?
Yep.
So, okay, so I'm listening. I hope all you guys out there are listening, and ladies, and all of you listeners out there. So that's vocabulary number one. Okay, in short, tell me what calms horses. Do you know?
Quiet vibes of people and probably quiet music, too. A soothing music.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I was actually going to play a song, but because it's our first live show and with all the technology, the movie Seabiscuit, they have
yes.
that beautiful music. And I guess horses like classical music. So we're going to save that for another day, but I didn't know it, but it calms horses down. Okay. Here's another one for all of you driving and for all my wraps and my shrink. Aunt Ed, what is a horse's worst enemy? Anybody know?
The fly.
Insects.
Yes.
Insects.
Yeah, it says the fly right here. It says the fight against the horse's worst enemy is the fly. So
yeah.
I don't know. I think that's kind of it. Okay, so what smell do horses love?
Treat.
Other horses?
No, that's a good one. See, Ed's on it. He's a horseman.
And we're not going to call you Mr. Ed. It's Ed. Right? Mr. Ed. This is our production manager, Ed, out there. So.
No. Yes.
So what do horses love? The smell.
Hey.
They do like hay.
Oh, that's a good answer.
They love hay.
Anybody else? Mint. Oh, kind of close.
I think peppermint, too.
I think you guys are close, but I did spray a little eucalyptus, lilac, jasmine, and cinnamon.
They are lying to you.
Huh? They are?
I don't know.
Well, I was going to wear my eucalyptus, you know, night spray or whatever. In fact, I brought it. It's an oil.
And
then I was going to watch the horse's
ears.
We'll
test this after.
I know. Well, that's another thing that I learned. I learned when a horse's ears go back, they're not really fond of you.
Correct.
So I thought I'd wear some of these to kind of befriend them.
What did
them.
We say we call it when it goes back?
I don't like you.
Penning.
See, another vocabulary
pen the ears.
Word.
There you go.
Thank
you're pinning their ears.
Penning
and
their ears.
And it doesn't always mean they don't like you. It doesn't always mean.
And I'm around these experts and I know nothing.
No.
So thank you for sharing that.
The expert. Just horse
no,
people
you are
over
too.
Here.
And by the way, I want to thank Detective Jay and her husband, Chris, for bringing me out here and introducing me to Pam.
Mm-hmm.
They are the reason why we are here.
Aww.
She brought me. She introduced this area. You have a horse.
Yep.
And you were talking about the therapy of it all. You brought me out here and I watched the kids get ready for the competition we're going to talk about later on the show. I was just mesmerized and so relaxed coming out here.
Yes.
Wow, what you do well for our community.
And I have to say this. I'm here and Chris is here because of Pamela Rausch. That's the reason we're here. So
and
we're
Pamela
all here.
Pamela Rausch.
Took us on that journey.
That's right. And she's gonna take all of our listeners that listen to the Shrink and Wrap show on this journey.
Absolutely.
And we're going to get started right now. Pam, thank you again for your hospitality.
My pleasure.
Here. So, Pam, I understand, like, you have... I want to know about you, and I want to know what inspired you to start this was the Staples, but you have your training is a foreign language to me. So
yes.
Can you have like so many, can you share that with
absolutely.
Us and all the listeners?
The reason I started, probably our resident therapist can tell you, people need peace in their lives. They need something to ground them. And coming out of college, I was on the fast track in business and all of that. And I was like, gosh, all I want to do is go back to horses. I competed as a child. My mom and I traveled all across the country to show horses, and that was my happy time.
Yeah.
So I graduated college, and I got hired by Arthur Anderson, and I was buying my third suit in Casual Corner. This is like 1990. I don't even want to say. Yeah,
we all remember Casual Corner.
It was a long time ago. And I'm trying on that brown suit. I'm like, man, this is not me. How am I going to tell Dad this? So off I went back to home, and I said, Mom, Dad, I'm going to get a farm, and I'm going to do this for real, and this is what I want to do.
Aww. How old were you when you said that?
I was 22 years old.
I was going to say, because I remember when that was opened, and it was about then.
And so, sure enough, my dad said, all right, if you're going to do it, you better learn the ropes. So I had already apprenticed with a couple trainers throughout my college career, and I graduated from UF, and I came back to the Tampa area and apprenticed with Ruth Gimple down the street for the next 2 years, and then this property came up for an opportunity, and 1995, this came for sale, and I said, you know what, I can do this. So I leveraged everything, bet on it all, and I worked nights for 2 years. I had other horses here on the property, and
Pam,
little by little.
Where did you work nights at?
I worked at Home Shopping Network.
Yay!
Yes.
So
yes.
I modeled during the night, and then I came back and cleaned stalls during the day. So yeah, I did that for 2 years, and the first man that came in that I hired to clean stalls was like my favorite person on earth. Oh my God, that was the best day. But after that, the training took off, the lessons took off, because I loved what I did.
Yeah,
I loved teaching people. I loved bringing people along.
Mm-hmm.
And if you find your passion in life, you're never going to work a day.
That's it.
So here, almost 30 years later, I'm still doing the exact same thing. I mean, we've elevated our craft. We've elevated our farm. It doesn't look anything like it did back in 1995. But I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Yeah, this is spectacular. And can you give everybody a description? You have actually, you've brought your horse out here. Can you give us a description of where we're sitting at right now?
Our horse was here.
Yes.
And Rami is the name of the horse.
Uh-huh.
Mystic's his barn name.
Uh-huh.
And our other horse, Lily, Midnight Lily, was here under the training and tutelage of Pamela Rausch, both of them. And we came here, started taking some lessons. Mystic broke away from his trainer or his owner out there, ran up to me, and I looked at him. I said, I'm going to own this horse one day. And out of the blue, just amazingly enough, he came undercover for sale. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget, Pam said, I think this might be a good connection for y'all. So fantastically enough, that came for sale. We were able to purchase Rami and just start on this. He's a Friesian. An amazing journey. And that was for till 2018 when we officially retired him at the Bob Thomas Light
Center.
Yeah, Equestrian Center, under the training and tutelage of Pamela Rausch. And he was here with her about 18 years. And I have one more thing to say. If we can get Ellie's attention over here. Miss Ellie, come on over here. This is Pam's daughter.
Okay.
So
yes.
Just
come
on over here.
Tell
I just
how gorgeous she is.
I just want to say, when she was about 8 years old, there was a conversation when Mystic had a surgery, and she was standing there with me, and I was holding him. I said to her, "Well, Ellie, how are you doing today? And what are you up to? And what are you going to be when you grow up?" And she goes, "I'm going to be just like Pam Rausch." And I said, "You remember that?" I said, "Your mom?" And she says, "Yeah, my mom. This is what I'm going to do." So here we are, beautiful. Here we are.
And she is,
ooh,
you are
look
stunning.
At that.
Oh, what kind of horse is that?
Yes,
one?
Will you tell us?
So this is, here you go.
How many hands and what kind? I know hands.
This is, well, we were talking about hands, the height of measurement.
Wow.
This is Duke The first one is Calorama's All-American, and he is about 16 hands. He's large. The one behind him is Gateau, and he's about 15'3". And the little lesson horse running around in the back of the field, looking beautiful, free, and unbridled, and racing across the green field is George. And George is about 15'1", and he's a lesson horse here at Avalon. But these are the American Saddlebreds. Wow. This is what I showed when I was a kid that I said, oh, my God, I have to be involved with this animal. It was the most beautiful animal I had ever seen. They are an American-raised breed. We're going to talk about that a little bit later, about the breed. But I just thought they were so gorgeous, and just they captured your attention. Once you started watching them, you couldn't turn away. They just captured you.
They do.
And still to this day, all these years later, every time I swing a leg over them, I'm at peace. I'm energized at the same time. It's just the thing I was born to do.
Yes. Wow. You're so lucky to have your mother and to grow up in this atmosphere.
I am.
What's your experience with all of this?
I grew up in it, so I don't think I quite understood the dream behind horses until probably a few years ago. Then I really understood why people love showing so much.
Yeah, and just the beauty and the meaning across the board. And I'm just so glad to meet her. Wow. Are you going to go ride for us?
She's going to talk when the show team comes out.
Okay,
she's going to give us a couple words of wisdom.
Okay, I like that. So you're going to give us more. So I did do a little, you know, I know nothing about horses. In fact, Detective Jay here, she let me know. I've been bucked off like 5 horses.
Oh.
I love them. Love them. And I've never, like when I would ride, I guess it's, I would ride, they would take off with me. They buck off 5 of them. So what I learned from Detective Jay is that I guess when you pull the reins back, that means go faster.
And quit squeezing with your legs.
Well, I know. And I did all that because I was scared.
Yep.
And so now I know why all 5, because they mean to them, that's language that means go.
That's my best
faster.
Story. I went trail riding. I was holding on as tight as I could and that horse wouldn't stop. Well.
But no one told me that. I just got on the.
Yes, they can for sure.
Yes, I was looking up the American Saddlebred.
The American Saddlebred is the horse that America made.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
Back in the late 1800s, the settlers at that time wanted a fancy horse to go to church in, to go to town in. It was a prestige thing to have the nicest horse. The care of those horses, they were so meticulously maintained because it was an honor to have the nicest horse in town. And so they fought really hard to breed the American Saddlebred. It took probably about 60, 70 years to get what they wanted. They crossed thoroughbreds with Narragansett Pacers and a couple other different types of horses to breed. Like we see this one trotting down the side. He just lifts his legs up like he's happy. His ears are up. His eyes are bright. He's just looking forward, happy to do his job. It's almost easy for him just to go around like that. So he's ridden in the saddle seat style, which is how they started in the Civil War days. This is a hunt seat style, which came over from England. Same bright horse, same happy ears. However, his head's a little lower. His motion is more forward and elliptical than it is upwards, but both the exact same breed.
Wow, they're beautiful.
They really are.
They are. And, you know, I heard you say happy ears. Again, if their ears are back and you're riding,
their body language tells you. They will tell you if they're not happy.
Isn't that amazing? I did not.
And they're a very happy breed. They're very people pleasing because they were developed the way they were to be the master of the house special horse. They were always treated in high regard. So they tend to gravitate to people a lot more than the average breed.
Yeah. I have a friend of mine, Diane. She had a horse, and I believe it was the American
Show Horse.
His name is Cash, and that was the first time I ever saw someone ride a horse. And I like your daughter, I had such an appreciation because I didn't realize the skill that went into it.
Yes.
It's got to be a good inner thigh workout.
Yes, it is.
Certain rides, like inner thigh, I think of the things.
Like you watch these riders cantering, their bodies aren't even moving. They're moving with the horse. There's no, it doesn't look like there's any effort, but that's a lifetime of work for them to make it look like there's no effort.
Yeah, I love that. They're just beautiful. They're so graceful. And
it's like when you watch the Olympics as week on TV this month. Watch those dressage horses. It just looks like the horse just does it.
Yeah.
I promise you it does not. The rider's doing all the help, but it looks like it's just effortless. And that's the look you want.
Yeah. And do you know for the first time I watched that part of the Olympics. So I guess they had a 3.5 mile race or competition. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
That's three-day eventing that they have. Yeah. They have first a cross country, then they'll do stadium jumping, then they have dressage. So those horses have to be so well-rounded, and as do the riders. It is not an easy task. Well, again, a lifetime of work to get to the pinnacle of that ride.
And I guess, like you, with your competitors and your competition that's coming up, how do you train a horse with the spectators? Do they wear blinders? Like,
you know what? Our horses, we're a little luckier than the dressage riders with the cheering of the crowd. These horses feed off that crowd.
Yeah.
They get bigger, brighter, stronger, bolder. The more you cheer and the more you yell for them, they gravitate to it. So our breed is lucky because the more they cheer, the better they perform. Whereas a dressage horse, it can't go off that course. It can't get a little too much. So I'm sure that rider's going, please no cheering now. Please stop now.
Yeah, I was thinking, how do these horses get through all the spectators?
Mm-hmm.
So the American Saddlebred, it has a showy trout, great size and speed, as we know. We just heard about that. What is the speed?
A speed is just the miles per hour they're traveling.
Yeah, I mean, how fast do they go?
Well, it's funny. You at an average trot, you're 6 to 8 miles an hour. At a canter, you could be 9 to 10. At an extended canter, you could be 13, 16, depending. Racehorses could travel at 32 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, I can tell you, I was definitely at an extended canter a couple of times. I can tell you.
I bet. It was 80 miles an hour
tight.
On that.
I was holding on the tight, going faster, faster. So it also, the ability, what's a rolling?
The American Saddlebred is one of the only man-made gait is a horse that can do a man-made gait.
Mm-hmm.
The Icelandic horse does a tolt, which we call in the U.S. a rack.
Mm-hmm.
And so these horses are born walk, trot, cantering, but you could teach them to rack.
Mm-hmm.
Standardbreds also are taught to pace.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lateral movement. So the rack and the pace are slightly different. The cadences are a little bit different. But those horses have the ability, the brain capacity, to actually learn a new type of gait to travel. Mm-hmm. And the American Saddlebred is one of them. So probably about 30% of the American Saddlebreds are taught to rack.
That's amazing. So, and they have a lifespan that up to 35 years, right?
I'd say once you're 24, you're in the zone.
Yeah.
Then you're in your late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah, it's
you're
kind of like dogs and
yes.
seven.
Yeah. That's a good saying. Every day's a gift.
Every day's a gift
Absolutely. I live my life. That's, we have something in common there. Do any of my shrinks or wraps have anything to say as of right now? Rowene, what do you say so far? What do you think is good, like hearing her daughter and the health benefits psychologically? And we're going to get into her nonprofit in a little bit. But tell us what you have to say about this in a psychological point, your opinion.
Yeah, horses have been used for soothing for quite some time. In the mid-1900s, equestrian or equine therapy came into being, and we use horses for everything from cerebral palsy to PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
And they just lower the blood pressure. And the equine therapy has proven to be really amazing for people with PTSD, as well as physical disabilities, bipolar, anxiety, depression, all sorts of mental...
Prisoners.
Oh, the prisoners. Absolutely. There are equine programs connected with the jails, and they calm the prisoners and soothe them, give them purpose, give them things to do, and teach them a way to connect that feels safe.
That's incredible. Yeah.
Because they've all had a lot of trauma, and the safety is hugely important.
Yeah, Rowene, I'm so glad you mentioned all of that, because that's something that I wasn't thinking about. And again, this is from a shrink, and you included Detective Jay about prisoners, and I love that. And this helped you even in relationships. Like, sometimes you're like, can we do something different being in a relationship for a while? You and your husband came and did this together because you were looking for something new, and you wanted him to be involved in your adventure. Do you have anything to say about that? Hi guys. Are you?
Oh, look at these beauties.
They're so pretty. What are your names, riders?
I'm Lana.
Lana and Brooke. Lana and Brooke, thank you for being here. What a beautiful show. And I wish I could get them to. Are they competing? Are they going to be in our competition?
These are our trainers.
Y'all are trainers.
Oh yeah, they're.
So, thank you. Wow.
So these guys.
So how long have you been training? Well, welcome. Mm-hmm. I love it. I might just come and pay you guys and just have you like give me a little mini show once a week.
No. She needs a lesson, Lana. I'm going to be calling you. Okay.
Yeah.
She is coming for lessons. I promise you that.
Well, now that I knew, I just thought, I didn't know if I was too nice or whatever, but I know what to wear.
Yep.
Perfume-wise, and I know not to pull the reins tight. Yeah. So how much do one of these horses cost, Pam?
It depends. Ghetto is a hunter. He is probably $30,000 to $40,000. Duke is an American saddlebred three-gaiter pleasure horse, so he's probably $70,000 to $80,000.
I can't get over the upkeep. And Detective Jay, you can tell us, and both of you, per month, if you have a horse, how much does it cost in the maintenance of a horse per month?
Again, depending on the horse, some horses are higher maintenance than others, but like our board, for example, is $1,400 a month. Mm-hmm. And then you have your shoeing and your supplies that you care for them and things like that.
Okay, that's amazing. Because I didn't realize that my friend had a horse, and through you and other friends, I didn't realize how much it takes to really care for a horse. I mean, if you're going to get a horse, you need to know what you're doing.
Right.
And have a budget to it.
And have a good place you've trained that you, I saw so many times the way that Pam took care of our horses, learned from that. And then I was able to take care of them in spite of having to actually call Dr. Weaver, who's supposed to be here.
Hi, Dr. Weaver. Maybe she's on the Veterans
Dr. Express Weaver, way. I don't know where you are, but we did invite you.
She can hear us.
She can hear us.
On 106.1 Tan Talk Radio.
Yes. We need to say that.
Yes.
Yes.
I just said
that. Okay, say it.
Short-term memory.
Exactly. And we need Pam to talk about her website, too.
Well, that's what I was going to say right now. Again, we are in the heart of Odessa with Pam Roush.
Roush,
because I want to say Roush, and it's Roush.
Everybody does. I'm
it's like the engine.
Good. I answer to anything.
But I don't know what an engine is. That's a problem.
There's a Roush.
A Roush. Well, now
it's
I know.
It's famous.
I learned two things. Roush, so you were named after an engine. Okay, so we're at Avalon Staples. And Pam, can you give everybody your information before we play our main song? I want the
Absolutely.
Website.
We are Avalon Staples. We operate now as Avalon Family Charities. We changed over a few years back, and we'll talk about that a little later. Yeah. But our website is avaloncharities.com, and you can go look on that to see our training program, our riding program, but everybody here really starts in our academy program, our riding program. They come in, they just say, I want to take a lesson. Teach me how to post. Teach me how to do this. And we start ground up. And in a couple of years, you're on your way doing your things.
And you have couples here, as you were saying earlier, that come to do this together because it brings your life together. You
it
need
does.
That intimacy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You need that. And I was really lucky. My husband rode.
Chris is amazing.
And I was so thankful. Pam was so patient with both of us. So we weren't always the easiest people out here. So, you know, clients. But we loved it out here, and we loved everyone. And it just wasn't easy, I think, as adults, because as children, you do
adults
it,
have a harder time.
It was. And Pam was always there, though, whether I was breaking down, melting down, whatever was happening, she was like, we got it. We got this.
But Chris, you learned something about yourself because your wife said you could have been an Olympic rider.
Could have been.
Did you learn that about yourself? I think so.
Look at this beauty.
Well,
ooh.
Oh my gosh, is that the black
That's the black horse coming in for you.
My
goodness. And there's your gorgeous daughter with her.
Look at this.
Is that a male or female?
That is a male. He's called the Gelding.
Gelding. And what's his name?
His name is World Champion, Reserve World Champion, CH Undercover.
I just got
And I'll explain
the
what
bumps.
Those prefixes are when we come back from your song.
Yes, and we're going to go to our main song. Don't go away. You're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show right here live in Odessa, Florida with Pam Roush.
You got it. Close
I
enough.
Got it.
We're good.
I was testing you. Let's listen to A Horse with No Name.
The journey, I was looking at all the There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There were sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out. Desert, you can remember your name.
desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain.
So that's a classic. Sing that. It's, and I played them recently. It's America.
America.
And I played them last week because what I do is I do my homework, and those lyrics are beautiful. If you really pay attention to those lyrics, it tells a story of getting away and no human can. It's just a great story. So take a listen to the lyrics next time.
Absolutely.
Again, that is called, the title of that song is A Horse with No Name by America. So we're going to switch real quick. We're going to come back to Pam Roush at Avalon Staples right here. But we're going to talk first. Trish, tell us a little bit what's going on as other nonprofits, and we're going to lead into Pam's nonprofit.
Okay.
Around the Tampa Bay area.
Well, I did want to say, since we're talking about horses, and since Rowan mentioned horses for the handicapped, that the Bacchus Equestrian Center has opened its fall classes again for 2024. So that goes right in here with our theme. And so that is something that people can look up, Bacchus, B-A-K-A-S. Okay, and then we have the Off Central and the Outcast Theater are joining forces for the premiere of a play called Orange. And that's an adventure through Orange County told from the point of view from a, of a young woman on the autism spectrum. And both of the theaters, Off Central and Outcasts, are 501c3 nonprofits. And it runs August 1st through 11th at the Off Central at 2060 First Avenue South in St. Pete. Offcentral.com for tickets.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. You got anything else going on?
Yes. I got a plea today from a friend for donations for his rescue, and it's called Paw Life Rescue Group.
I know who they are.
And
they're amazing.
Yep. They're a nonprofit, volunteer run. All donations go directly to the pets, and they rescue dogs throughout Florida and even from Texas. And they have a lot of dogs that need homes, fosters, or medical care. So please contact pawliferescuegroup.org for more info. And you can Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, or they take donations through the mail.
And if you want more information on that, you can always call our studio, 727, what's our number? 431-4000? 441-3000. So if you want any more information about what we're talking about, please call. And I also would like to mention, I had talked about the ARC Foundation. You know, my aunt, she is lovely, and she has some developmental disabilities. And I did not realize they had changed their name. After 20 to 30 years, I had learned of they had a certain name, and now they have changed it. It's still the ARC, but they focus. What they've done is they put more quality into the name and being sensitive and giving awareness of the growth of people that are intellectually or have developmental disabilities like my aunt. My aunt is amazing, and I just want to say the ARC program, because Peggy had corrected me with that.
Right.
And I was like, I don't know about the name change, but I know it's such a great charity. It's a nonprofit. And my aunt has just become her own because of this nonprofit. And
good.
I can't say enough
that's
about
excellent.
It. So when Peggy had mentioned the name change, I'm like, oh, I don't care about the name change. I want to talk about that. But the name change matters.
It does.
And I called ARC. And I definitely want to give a shout out to Latoya and also to Beth, because they gave me an explanation, but they're putting quality more back into the name, and I have a total respect for that. And they have an event. Trish, I want you to kind of stay on top. It's going to be November 23rd and 24th. It's the Festival of Trees.
Okay.
Pay attention to ARC. Again, another great nonprofit. And I wanted to, you know, take note. My shrink let me know that's not the right name. I'm glad she did. I understand it.
So. Did you tell us the right name? It's ARC?
Yeah, it's still ARC.
Still
but,
ARC?
But what it
but
is,
what does
is
it
they,
stand
don't,
for?
They don't go, it's within intellectual and development disabilities.
Okay.
ARC, it stands for an arch of developing and growing to become independent. And
right.
to
I like that.
That. Yeah.
So it's
and
arch.
I love ARC. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. Well,
arch.
Yeah. Well, it was called ARC.
Right.
That was the name of it. But
so
it, but it's short term for ARCH.
Gotcha.
So there's more details, and there's a lot more details to it.
Yes.
But what it is, it's a bridge of getting, of growing. My
Got
aunt,
it.
My grandmother has passed, and I'm going to say this. She would be so happy to know that my aunt, who was not able to stay by
right.
herself, is actually so independent now because of this program.
Amazing.
And there's a lot of peace to that.
Yeah.
She's been there for 30 years. I can't say enough about it. And thank you, Peggy, for correcting me with that name change. It matters. Thank you so much. And they will be on our show. And Trish, you're going to be talking to us more about that.
I will. I certainly will.
Okay.
One more thing. Today's National Girlfriends Day. So it's not a nonprofit, but it is National Girlfriends Day. So cheers to that.
National Girlfriends Day.
Oh, happy National Girlfriends Day. Yeah. And also, and also to all you men, thank you out there for, and Ed, thank you for being part of our show. You're dealing with us on a daily basis. Thank you for sharing that. Okay, so now, speaking of nonprofits, look at these. You guys are just amazing.
Aren't they beautiful? Look
they
at
are
them.
Beautiful. And we're
beautiful.
We are going to talk about beautiful, and we're going to talk about Pam Avalon Charities, now the nonprofit side. So tell us a little more about this.
The reason we started the nonprofit side is standing before you. We've got three lovely young ladies holding a gorgeous black horse over there, and we're going to talk to them in just a minute.
Tell us your names real quick.
We have Ellison Lang.
Ellison. Uh-huh.
And we have Anderson Gentile.
Uh-huh.
And then we have Maylee Haas.
Aw, beautiful. Thank you
and
for being
Undercover,
here.
The wonderful American Saddlebred
Yeah.
Yes.
The beautiful horse.
And so being in business almost, I think I was 27 years at that point, I said, I love what I do, but you always have that student, that rider that comes from no money, that does this sport, that works a little side job just to get a saddle to ride their horse, and they have all the talent in the world and none of the means to get there.
Yeah.
And I'm not speaking for myself as much as every trainer out there has that. If you're listening, you know you do. Every teacher has that student.
Yeah.
Gosh, if I could just get them that laptop, if I could just do that.
Yep.
And so I was talking with the head of Asiatico Law, who is a client of mine, and I said, gosh, I just wish I could give this kid a whole season of shows, or give this kid the experience of showing at the world championship or one of the national championships, something. It would make their whole dream come true. And she's like, well, you know, you can. And I'm like, well, how do I do that? And so it took us about 2 years to develop all our bylaws and amendments, because I wanted to make it broad enough to incorporate my later years. So we have horse rescue in the back of there. We have some autistic help that we have in the back of there.
Yeah,
but right now, the main things, while we're rolling like we are, is education and learning how to show horses.
Yes.
So right now, our scholarships go to people to have experiences, go to clinics, go to shows, all of those type things. The show that you came to the other day, the Little Learning
amazing.
Academy show.
Thank you. Thank
three
you.
Of those people went on a scholarship to compete at that show.
Wow.
And so that's what we give. Right now, we're focusing on giving experiences to learn how to compete. Because competition, you can't tell me Aniston over there at 10 years old can't walk into a classroom and be totally confident, because I'm telling you, she can boss that big animal around. She can show in front of 3,000 people in a stadium, be like, I'm here, this is my show, this is my trot, this is what I do. So it just elevates her in life to do better.
Build your confidence.
Yeah, so that's why
we
started the charity. So now I operate under that, and we just give all of our profit away. So 2 years ago was our first year, 2023, we gave away $22,000.
Wow.
And then in 2024, we just did in June at that little show you went to, we did 17.
That's amazing.
And we hope every year to build on that. We do a little fundraiser each year.
There's Mr. Ed. That's Mr. Ed.
Mr. Ed.
What was he saying?
Donate. Pam, you have one awesome thing about your charity, and I want to make sure I'm correct, but it is perpetual. Am I correct?
Correct. After me.
I want you to explain that.
So how we developed that with Asiatico Law is there is a they call it a strong arm chair. I'm the strong arm chairman of the board right now.
Mm-hmm.
But when I get ready to retire, I can pass it on to another one of my board members. So Lana and Brooke that you met will probably be in line. So I'm nearing 60 soon. So, you know, if the time's coming at some point, all I have to do is pass it on.
Mm-hmm.
And they run the business the exact same way I did.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all know as adults, there's no young girl that I was at 24 years old can afford to get a piece of land in Odessa.
No.
That dream is gone.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So if
it's cast.
It is.
And so we're just trying to keep this land because of the population out here.
Yes,
we don't want the horses run out either. We've had some topics about that.
And so how amazing that I could just take the whole thing and pass it on and put them in that board of director spot, and on all of this goes long after me.
Yes, I love that. Wow,
that is amazing.
Yeah.
That's
spreading
unreal.
Good. I love
yeah.
it. Yeah. Do you ladies have anything to say? Do you want to talk on the radio, Jenny, your friend?
They have a lot to say.
Do you want to? We're gonna interview them right now. You're gonna help me with this because mm-hmm. Detective Jay, you know about the competitions and stuff.
Yeah, all right.
We're
gonna
talk. Yeah, because this just definitely builds confidence, and it's fun. You meet people, and again, this is Avalon Staples, and it's the Avalon.
So,
family charities.
Yep. So what we're talking about right now is in August every year in Kentucky, we go to the World Championship Horse Show. It's held mm-hmm. in Louisville, Kentucky. 3,000 and upwards horses, the American Saddlebred breed, uh-huh. gathers together to compete to be named the world champion.
Yeah.
And Aniston right here is riding the 2023 mm-hmm. world champion 10 and under equitation
wow.
horse.
Wow. Oh, good
luck,
Aniston.
Thank you.
Is going
to put the best, her best foot forward. It's her first year competing at the world
Thank
championships.
You. I've got goosebumps.
I know.
Me
too.
Where is it? Where is it being held at again?
In Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, I was mm-hmm. going to say, can we go and
in
watch?
In Freedom Hall. Yes, you can.
You can,
okay,
you can
buy
Kentucky.
Tickets now. Mm-hmm. And it'll be televised on Richfield Video, and I'll have that information on my website, avaloncharities.org.
And you'll let us know, too, on the radio show.
Absolutely.
Because we can let everybody
we'll
know.
We'll do a follow-up and let you know how we did.
Yes,
yeah.
I love that.
But, Aniston, you're getting ready. Your horse's mm-hmm. name is Jack. You've been working really, really hard. What are you most looking forward to?
Yes. Just being there on the grave. Green shavings and being there with my family and friends.
Aww. That is awesome. The coveted World Championship arena is the shavings are dyed green in tradition of showing on the grass back in the 1800s when the breed was developed. So it continues on today that the shavings are dyed green. So we call it competing on the green shavings.
Well, it's funny. That was one of my vocabulary words because I mm-hmm. saw that and I'm like, what is green shavings? So is it a mulch? Is it a grass? What is
it's
it?
It's just
like
regular
a real
curled shavings dyed mm-hmm. green.
Dyed green. Okay. Yep. Well, that's mm-hmm. interesting. I love yep. that. I'm so excited for you. How mm-hmm. do you feel?
I'm very excited and ready to show.
I'm ready for you to show. Mm-hmm. I cannot
wait. She is ready
wait.
To show.
Will you come back?
She's a firecracker.
Yeah, and when you're after the show, will you come back and share the experience with everybody and motivate mm-hmm. other people
mm-hmm. yeah.
to be mm-hmm. brave to do what you're doing?
Mm-hmm. And how long yeah. ago did you take your very first lesson?
About 7 years ago. Five.
5 years ago?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So in 5 years, she mm-hmm. went from, what, steering left, steering
yeah.
right, whoa, legs
yeah.
off.
Like Tracy, like Tracy will be doing.
To competing at the top of the nation's
yeah.
the best of the best.
The best of the best. Mm-hmm. The best wow. of the best.
We wish you the best of luck.
So Tracy, it's okay if I hand this off.
Absolutely.
I'm going to give this to her and let Pam
yes.
do this interview.
We have another interview though, of a contestant here in this world championship.
How about that?
This is May Lee,
yeah.
and she is also a first-timer. She is going to go in the 13 and under country pleasure, which means that the horses are flat-shod and manners count. So she has to do a lot of different technical things. Trot in two different speeds, canter, halt, walk. So it's a very technical division that she's in. So May Lee, what are you most looking forward to?
Just being with my horse and, really the experience and having fun, seeing all my friends, seeing how, all my friends do and all the cool horses.
And what's your horse's name?
Choo-Choo Charlie, aka Chewy.
Isn't that the cutest?
That is so cute.
And so Choo-Choo Charlie, tell me his vibe. What is he?
He's very spunky. Mm-hmm. He's, very energetic and he's happy to show.
He's a little sport model.
Yeah.
Oh, I love all this. This is just happy, isn't it? It elevates me, and it's so encouraging to see y'all so young to be brave and in this huge competition.
Well, I'll add on a layer of bravery.
Yeah.
When did you get Charlie, Choo-Choo Charlie?
End of October 2023.
Wow. And that is not even a year. So in less than a year, she's developed the chops, the skills to put her hat in the ring with all the rest of the 13 and unders. Do you know how many are in your class?
About 18.
So 18 other 13 and under riders.
That's amazing. So do you all fly up there together with your mm-hmm. families, stay together?
Mm-hmm,
and
yeah.
that's a lot of fun too, in between all the horses, right?
That was the best thing about our journey.
Yes.
So I think we gotta have mom interview daughter. Right?
Absolutely.
Right,
so yes. Thank you and good luck. Maylee, good luck to you too. I'm going to have both of you. Maylee, will you come back on the show as well? You both will come back and
she
talk.
Sure
and
will.
Okay,
she
we're
sure
going to have a recap on all this. So you tell, are you competing too?
I am.
So tell me what you're doing.
So I am going to be in the Hunter Country Pleasure class along with the rider that will be on Indy.
Yeah.
And my horse's name is My Lucky Lass, but we call her Patty at home.
Aww.
She was born on St. Patrick's Day, so she was named My Lucky Lass.
That yep. pot of gold. That's
well,
the picture.
Her brother was pot of gold, and okay, he okay. won the world championships as a yearling. He yeah. won. He has the coveted title. So his next born sister is my lucky lass, also born on St. Patrick's Day. The oddest thing we ever did. And so my daughter.
Or did you have green shavings?
We did. We did a little something, a little Irish look there.
Just saying.
Yeah. And so she's showing my lucky lass, who is ranked number one in the country yeah. right now, and undercover world champion and reserve world champion and champion undercover. He has 29 championship points, which is very, very hard to get. Wow. Patty only has, how many does she have now?
She is only three away from her CH title.
But she's wow. only five. So she's got a few years to go. So these are two of the best in the country, and they're barn mates. Wow. So we've even got ads going on of the battle of the hunters from Avalon. So it's a really neat little social media thing. Yeah. So we're
Where
looking
can we
forward
find
to that,
that again? Where can we go on social media to see that?
You can go on Avalon Stables.
Okay.
And we're on there. We'll post ads and how we do at Louisville and all that kind of stuff. But Undercover and My Lucky Lass will be battling it out.
And you're going to come. Everybody's going to come back because we're going to have a recap after Absolutely. This competition. And you guys can come live in the studio. The horses can come.
Like, what even happened last week at the horse show?
Last week, we were in Asheville, North Carolina at Blue Ridge Classic. And Patty and I took home our blue ribbon from our qualifying class, but Undercover and Abby took home the championship ribbon in the second class.
So right there, we laid it down.
That's amazing.
It is quite the battle.
I need to see the competition side.
About Blue Ridge, that's a great
Blue Ridge is a great show. Lovely place.
Yes. And thank you again, with Detective Jay, for bringing me here, because I would not know all about. I am so excited. You're all excited to hear about what's going to happen. And
we got a lot going on here in this little corner of the world.
We do. And so can I ask you, like someone like me, can I just come and watch them ride and train? Like, do you
yes.
have people where they can come and just, because
we have people come on all the time. The inside of, what is it? The outside of a horse is good for the inside of a man. I think that was Theodore Roosevelt. Winston Churchill? Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
And it really is true. Just to sit here and watch this, it gives
it.
You a sense of peace. That's why we named it Avalon. It's yeah. a mythical place of peace.
But if you, oh, I love that. Mm-hmm. That, see, that is really good. Now, what I loved about it too is it just gives you a break in your day, and just, if you need to get out of your house, go get some sanity and really appreciate the good things in the world. Come here to Avalon and watch them train and get confidence from these young ladies. And you, Pam, mm-hmm. wow, I got to hand my hat off to you. That is amazing.
100%.
And
yes.
This place is so tranquil, what she's done, this cover for the horses, because now horses in the heat, we've got about 3 more minutes before I have my closing,
yeah.
but the horses in the heat. 90,
it's hard.
Yeah.
Just like all of us right now. They 90, feel just like we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I read like 90 degrees and low.
We're finish. Turning ours in like at 2 and 3 in the afternoon. I mean, yeah.
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 So they the same way, and they have to be hydrated and all.
And
that.
They want to be inside. Believe yeah, me, yeah. they're in. They want to come
under
in.
Under the
yes.
fan, lots of yep. electrolytes. It's
I
all good.
I love it. Well, I'm going to come over. Hopefully, Detective Jane, her husband Chris, maybe we can all come and watch, but I'd love to come over here and support you in any way.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. when you come back, I'm going to put a date before I leave when you come back, and you're going to let me know exactly when the show is so I can let everybody
get a picture
know.
Of you.
I will have
yeah.
all that on our website on avaloncharities.org. We'll have a whole little rundown. We'll okay. even mark the classes on when the girls are going and put their names by, and we'll have it all set for you guys.
Okay.
So
okay,
you can cheer them on.
And I have 2 more minutes before. Okay. Well, okay, yes. Well, we got the parents, of course.
Yes, come on in, parents. Come on,
yeah,
parents.
Because you
come
know
on,
what?
Frank?
Because
we want to say hi. Come on in.
Come on in, Frank.
Parents.
How are you?
Come
good
on.
Luck on my show. This is brand new. But we're going to
weren't you the chef?
I'm sorry.
You were the chef.
I was.
He's a chef. He
you
did all that food last
wow.
time.
Thank what? You so much.
Yes, he
for
did.
Hey,
how are you? Who's your daughter here? Oh, this is Aniston's dad.
Thank you. And you guys, and to support your daughters for such a great cause and to give them confidence to be great dads, cheers to y'all. And we yeah. want to hear all about them. And do you have anything to say? Were you nervous? Do you horseback ride?
No.
Do you?
I'm not.
No?
And I was very nervous. There's
yeah.
no question about it. But I have to tell you, the guidance and direction
uh-huh.
that,
here.
That,
there you go.
That the kids get here, like we're preparing for Worlds right now.
Yes.
And they're taking them through every step, the preparation. The you know, getting a good night's sleep. I mean, start to finish.
Yeah.
And
you can answer.
It's
sound good.
and so it just, you know, very, very excited to be part of the Avalon family, the direction that the kids get, you know, the care for the animals. And it's they've been very helpful in helping us to get the horse that we got. She rode him last year at Worlds, and we got him at Ocala, so it was exciting.
Yeah, I hear Ocala is the horse country in Florida, and Kentucky
really
is the main place.
Yes.
Would you have any?
You're Aniston's dad, who's going to be riding the world champion horse in the 10 and under equitation.
Yes.
What are you most hopeful for her that week?
I just really want her to put her best foot forward and really have fun. Mm-hmm. You know, we support her 100% in what she loves to do. She's good at it and excelling at it,
and
we couldn't be more proud of her, and I think she's going to do great. And just have a good time with it.
Yep.
You know, everybody here at Avalon is so supportive and looking forward to just a great experience with her stepping out on those shavings for the first time.
It's going to be wonderful.
The green shavings.
Correct. Green shavings. Yep.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you both, and thank you for what you're doing for your kids and for the community, and we'll have everybody back on here. So we're running down on time, and I wanted Pam.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having
me. I will be hearing back. We want to hear the whole experience before it's over with. And Pam, would you like to give us a list of everybody that's competing in this World Championship?
Our competitors for the World Championship Horse Show this year are Phoebe Ferguson, Sabrina Wozniak, Maylee Haas, Aniston Gentile, Ellie Lang, Abigail Asiatico, Ella Ferguson, Sarah Johnson, and Hannah Kim. And
big shout out. And we're going to bring it
from Tampa Bay.
And we are going to be watching, and we're going to be talking about this, Trish. And Renee, I know you can't hear me right now. Renee was going to do our entertainment host, but we're going to talk about entertainment next week. But we wish everybody the best of luck. We will be talking about this. But I leave you today before. Let everybody know, again, where they can contact you right here in Odessa.
Absolutely, on Avalon, avaloncharities.org.
Okay.
And you have a phone number, Pam. Please give it to us. We do, 813-765-7162.
There you go.
Thank you, everybody, for your support. Thank you for your hospitality day. Thank you for your knowledge of horses. I wish everybody the luck. And Rowan, thank you for driving. Thank you for introducing me.
Of course.
I can't thank everybody enough. I'm going to leave here today.
Our first live show.
Thank you so much. And thank you to my sponsor. I'm going to leave you with these two conclusions. Number one, live like the pasture gate was left open by Detective Jay. And follow your dream
by Avalon. Yes.
And Avalon. Yeah,
I like those two together.
Yeah, thank you so much. And who's going to ride your wild horses? Let's listen to YouTube. We'll see you back here next week. Renee, you'll be with us next week too, girl. Full hour on the Shrink a Wrap Show right here on Tan Talk Radio. Have a great day.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.
This is CBS News on.